This is not a place you want to be after a message like that. The Lord moved in and used that message, and I appreciate Brother Andy for giving us his heart. And I was right along there with him, and during that time we weren't there with him physically, but he is part of my family. I don't know if anybody much knows that, but my brother married his aunt. And so I've known him since he was just knee-high to a grasshopper, as the old saying goes. But that was a tough time. And we prayed hard that God would perform a miracle. And I guess we could say that he healed her all the way home. But I appreciate the message. Appreciate Brother Andy and his work. I do want to just say a few words. I'm not going to stand here long, because I know when food is mentioned, our Baptist heart goes to our stomach and we're ready to eat. But if you would turn with me to Hebrews chapter number 11, and I just want to read verse number 1 and give you a little thought here for just a moment. You know, sometimes we get all hyped up about what we want to do, and God says, okay, you can do some of that, but I'm gonna cut it back a little bit. And I just want you to give them just a little. And so in Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 1, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I'm interested in that word seen right there. In Hebrews chapter number 12 and verse 2, the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Galatians chapter 3 verse 11 says, but that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident, for the just shall live by faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 18 says, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Just a little thought here. I'm interested in those words, seen and looking, and of course faith. And I just want to say a few words about faith's look. We don't live by sight, we live by faith. But did you know faith has eyes?
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. I just want to give you a few little things. I'm just going to give you a short version here, and you can do with what you will. This blesses my heart. First of all, faith look sees beyond self and beholds the sovereign. Sometimes we get to thinking we can do it. I've done it before, I can do it again. What we just experienced a while ago is a man that got up here and preached from his heart. And that's the way that God always wants us to preach. A lot of times we get up and preach from our head, but we don't ever let it get in our heart. But faith look sees beyond who you are, and you see the sovereign. I'm not afraid of that word, by the way. I'm not Calvinist. I'm neither the son of a Calvinist, nor am I. Do I have any Calvinist friends in my thoughts? I don't think. Although I believe the Bible, and I believe that we're saved by grace through faith, not of works, lest any man should boast. But when we can get beyond who we are and what we can do, and see what God can do, then we're somewhere where God can use us. Well, he's almighty, he's all powerful, he's all knowing, and he can certainly do more than we can ever do. Secondly, faith look sees beyond sickness and beholds the salve. A lot of times we get burdened down with the sick, and it's all we can think about. I don't know about you, but there's people that I would like to see God raise up. And I question God sometimes and say, Lord, you know we need them. But God can heal either temporarily or permanently. Anything He does for these bodies and healing, it's just temporary. He raised Lazarus from the dead. Guess what? Lazarus died again. But He can heal permanently. I believe the salve, we know that the salve is that balm in Gilead, that the Lord Jesus Christ is the great physician. And sometimes we get a little bit selfish on our part, and we want to see people, we want to see God answer our prayers. Maybe He has, and you just don't like the answer. Faith looks, sees beyond storms, and beholds the stillness. My dad used to say, and I believe he's correct, you're either in a storm, or coming out of a storm, or going into a storm. That's about the way it is in life. But if you've got faith, and faith has eyes, and you can look beyond the storm, you can see the stillness. I believe you'll understand this. When Jesus stood up in that boat and said, "Peace be still," it shocked those disciples. They said, "What manner of man is this?" And it wasn't a question, it was an exclamation. "What manner of man is this? And he can even speak to the wind and it obeys him." It wasn't a storm of rain, it was a storm of wind. Sometimes we get blown around a little bit, but faith looks beyond the storm and sees the stillness. You see, He can protect you in the storm. Amen. His providence sometimes puts you in a storm. The disciples were doing exactly what they were supposed to do, and a storm came by. They were doing exactly what God said and found themselves in a storm. Jesus comes walking on the sea, and they thought they were seeing a ghost. Isn't it funny how when we get in the middle of a storm, our eyes start fooling us? Our ears start fooling us? We'll hear sounds that's not even real and not even right. But I'm glad our eyes of faith can look beyond the storm and the situation of the storm and see the stillness on the other side. Not only can our eyes of faith see beyond the storms and behold the stillness, but our eyes of faith, faith looks, sees beyond the situations of life and beholds the solution. Christ is the solution. He is the solution for any situation you find yourself in. Some situations are man-made. Our decisions have put us there. It may be financially, because we've been trying to live like somebody else instead of what we can do for ourselves. Say, well, we're living by faith. Yeah, but we got to use a little sense about it too. I live by faith so I can go buy that Cadillac or that Lincoln. Well, you might not have but a Volkswagen faith. You need to stick with what God wants you to do. Amen. Sometimes we put ourselves in the situation, but if faith would just look beyond where you are today, I don't know where we're all at, but I know if we can look beyond that, we can see the solution, and that is Christ. His promises, His precepts, His provision. The last thing, faith's look beyond, sees beyond sin and beholds the Savior. It really saddens my heart to see people that I love and care for that allow sin to paralyze them when there's a Savior that says, if you'll just confess your sins, I'm faithful and just to forgive you. Brother Price was talking about God taking the old heart out and putting a new heart in. I guess this prayer is about the same. I was pastoring a church and seemed like I was just spinning my wheels. Anybody ever felt that way? I was trying to do God's work, but it just seemed like I wasn't going nowhere. And one day, and on my knees, my face between my knees on the ground, I said, Lord, you know, I don't know why it is that we get such caught up, so caught up with our reputation. And then my prayer said, God, if you want to take my reputation and tear it all apart, and I become nothing so that you can do something through me, do it. Be careful what you pray for. Because God knows exactly how to tear you down and build you back up. And when he starts tearing down, it don't feel real good. But I'm glad face look can see beyond sin. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about when I got saved. I'm talking about when I realized I was a sinner and undone. I could see beyond that through an eye of faith, and I could see the Savior. I'm glad I'm saved today. I'm glad I know the Lord. Does your faith have eyes? You know, people talk about having blind faith. You know, you can't find blind faith in the Bible.
That's good. That's good.
Faith has eyes. You say, what are you looking at, preacher? I'm not looking at the things that are seen. I'm looking at the things that are not seen. The things that are seen are temporal. But the things that are not seen are eternal. I have seen many people leave this life and go to the next. I've seen saved folks leave out shouting. And I've seen sinners leave out trying to hang on to every breath they could get. And I'm telling you, there's nothing like seeing a saint take their wings and go home. I stayed in a hospital room not too many years ago, and a saint at our church, and she was passing on, and we knew she was going. And I was standing there with her family. I'd sung a song, and nurse stepped in the room. She said, preacher, come here a minute. And I walked over, and she said, can you visit the people next door? She said, I don't think they know a preacher. Would you just go over there and have prayer with them? And I walked out of a room where there was peace and joy and shouting and happiness. And I walked into a room with no peace at all. And I leaned over and I asked the nurse, I said, can you tell me, this young lady laying on the gurney there, nothing on her but just her intubated, and there was a machine breathing for her. And I leaned over and I said, can you tell me, what's going on? Well, they're not supposed to give out any information. She said, preacher, she overdosed. Her family was standing around. They were crying. They were weeping. Oh, mom, oh, honey, don't go, don't go. And all I could do was stand there, and I felt no peace, no joy, no happiness. And the nurse finally got their attention. She said, I've got a preacher here that's going to pray for you. And I stepped up to the gurney there, and I said, folks, I don't know you. You don't know me. But there's a Savior that loves you. He's not the reason your mother's here. He's not the reason your wife is here. But he loves you, and he died for you. And I want to pray for you. And I just gave him the gospel in prayer. But I left that room where there was no peace, walked next door, where there was peace. I'm telling you, there's nothing like it. Faith is not blind. Faith can see. What does your faith see today? God bless you.